You've got to tune to KEXP, listener-powered radio at 90.3 FM in Seattle, streaming at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters. We're streaming live video on KEXP's Facebook page now. We've got our good friend Kyle Kraft in studio. Welcome.
Good to be here.
You have a huge band with you today.
Oh, yeah.
This is exciting. I am so excited to hear songs. The new album called Full Circle Nightmare comes out this Friday on Sub Pop Records, and let's hear something from that.
You fell in love, and it wasn't with me. Hey, that's fine, it's about time I let go. But whatever curse you put here in me, well, could you lift it, babe? The heap of fool's gold. You were a jet plane, I was a parachute failing. I was the cheap ad when you were the centerfold. But then my son set heart on Carolina, where she howled about six-string fingers ran the length of some boy's body. In younger dreams, I thought that body might be mine. You were a cold crush, I was a heartbreak junkie. Now you're a mother. I'm a wasteland, you've got all your milk and honey. And back then I swore you were the only one. So give it to me, babe, I've been dying to know. How did you look it out, stay gone? Make me not wanna go back to the girl I had before. You were so sweet, baby, so sweet. So we
Kyle Kraft live on KEXP. That sounds fantastic live. We've been playing that song Heartbreak Junkie for a little while now. It's out on the brand new album Full Circle Nightmare. It comes out this Friday. I have goosebumps hearing that live. That sounds fantastic. You. What's next?
Fever Dream Girl.
Just want to say real quick, we're streaming live video of this on KEXP's Facebook page if you want to see this fantastic band.
Your last drag, was she the little piece of mind you thought you once had? Was she the cure-all or just the disease? Was she the ransack, gutter, a kid, did a thief? Maybe the money spent, maybe the bad nights, maybe the deep wound left behind the spider bite. Maybe the head hung beside the toilet seat. Maybe the vampire's urging for someone to flee. Hey, it's whatever she wants. Was she the broken string of the whole symphony? Maybe the upright, perfectly out of key. Maybe the target filled up with ancient bone. Maybe the footsteps you hear when you're home alone. Maybe the prize bird is in a feather. Maybe the glue that just won't hold you together. Woo! Disaster. Maybe she's nothing close to what you think you're after. When all at once, man, you wake and come to, you know exactly what it is that she was to you.
Kyle Kraft playing songs from the new album Full Circle Nightmare. It comes out this Friday on Sub Pop Records. Tomorrow he's playing at the Tractor Tavern here in Seattle. And on release day, you'll be in your hometown of Portland. That'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Or the place you're hanging your hat these days, anyway.
Yeah, trying to.
Literally, you always look great in a hat. It's so great to have you here, and it's hard to believe it's just been a couple years since the release of Dolls of Highland, and what a journey you've been on.
I know. It's been a good one.
Kind of so a difference in the way you recorded this new record. It's so great. We love it so much, so powerful.
Thank you. We also
love Dolls of Highland. You... If I'm not mistaken, that was kind of a DIY recording. You did that recording of that in like a laundry room or a bathroom.
Absolutely,
in Shreveport.
Yeah, it was a laundry room.
Played most of your own instruments, and Brandon and Benjamin of the Helio Sequence helped you mix it. It was a beautiful album, but you got to play with a lot more toys on this record. Tell me about it.
Yeah, well, it was different. It was a little strange because I've always done the whole DIY thing, and it was a little weird to like let go the reins. But I enjoyed it. It was really nice working with, the band, of course, but the Chris was especially nice too. You know, he kind of like just let us do our thing. Like we went into the room a lot like this and, well, a lot smaller, but went in and just hit record and went for it, you know.
That's Chris Funk of the Decemberists. He's a studio in Portland. Was that the first time that you recorded like that in a studio and with a band?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd always wanted to do it. We were actually the first band to ever record in that studio.
So. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was great. It was fun. I don't know if we'll ever do it again, but it was fun.
Do you write the songs in the studio? I mean, how do they go from your head to what we're hearing on the record? Because this is a big, powerful release.
Typically, I'll demo them out and then bring them to the band, and we'll kind of put them together, you know. And that one, we kind of put them together in our rehearsal space and just you know, jammed them for a month or so, and then right? Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. And then just got in there. So it was pretty quick. It was very fast paced. We got in, and like I said, it was just like hit record, you know, went for it. There wasn't a lot of things that changed between the rehearsal space and what actually happened in the studio.
This album is called First Circle Nightmare, and I read somewhere that it is autobiographical and in every possible way. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, I would say.
Tell me
yeah.
about the songs.
But I mean, Dolls of Violin was kind of like that too, you know? I think that's just how I write. Yeah, I would feel like I was like cheating myself and other people if I wrote about, you know, yeah, I don't know, John Henry or something.
So it's just your life and you're living it.
Yeah.
You did a really fun project called Girl Crazy. It came out at the end of last year. Tell me about how that came about.
That was actually me and Kevin over there on piano. We were, I went in one day just randomly. I was like, I'm bored. I'm going to go record a Jenny Lewis song, that Acid Tongue song. And so we went in. And I just did that, knocked that out in a day. And then the next day I was like, oh, I want to do a Patti Smith song. So I went in and did that. And then I like approached Kevin and I was just like, what if we did like an entire, you know, like made a big list of, you know, female artists to cover and just went for it. And so our goal was like 10 or something like that. And within what, like a few, probably within a week or so, we had 10, and we were like, oh, well, let's keep going. And so we just made a slew of them, you know. And there was some funny ones in there, and there was some really good, yeah, it was a lot of fun. But it was all just for fun. We didn't even intend for that to be out in the world. We were just doing it for fun. So we sent it over to Sub Pop, and they were like, this is actually pretty good. Like, why don't we do something with it? And all right.
It is super fun. I'm Cher's on there, TLC. You really pick some really great songs. I love to hear that you're having fun. What is your favorite part about making music?
Probably recording, you know. I really like being in there and doing that. It's that either that or just, you know, when you finally write that last line and you're like, oh, there it is. That's a song that you pulled out of thin air and it exists now. I think maybe that is a really close race, I think.
Yeah, it's clear that you love performing. Introduce this fantastic band.
Well, this is Haven on the drums. Billy over here on the bass. Our good friend Ian on the conga. Andy on the Barry sax. The famous Ben Steinmetz on organ. Kevin Clark on the piano. And My pal, Jeremy, here on the lead guitar. Yeah.
We're live in the KEXP studios with Kyle Kraft tomorrow night, playing at the Tractor Tavern here in Seattle, and a beautiful new album, Full Circle Nightmare, coming out on Sub Pop this Friday. Love to hear some more.
Some say
do. And she knows what I like to see. And she knows how to bring about a shattered heart that don't belong to me. Now this one's a rager, and all the cute girls hate her, and all the boys run terrified from a powder white toe. Who's she, they ask me, as she stumbles past me. It's one of 20 different names, depending where she goes. But I still don't know which one's real. She lets me hang around and watch her deal, 'cause she knows where man gets weak. Yeah, she leaves him with a low-cut dress, and she knows what I like to see, the victims walking out the bar. It's search and destroy for the player of the Playboy, for the walking apocalypse, and the hill she staggers on. She courts the shadows, she swings about the gallows, rope to rope she gets her thrill, and lays awake at dawn. But who can live that way this long? Never seen someone like you, burning holes in your four-post bed, passed out with your knees all bruised, your sleeping hand holding a cigarette. With you last night, why is there blood on the shower wall? Whose hand's sleeping on the hardwood floor? And what's the number written on my palm? Yeah, my keys are somewhere in my pants, but I ain't trying to get back home. Then she wakes up and she quietly laughs. There's a party tonight if you wanna go. There's a party tonight if you wanna go.
Love that one. Kyle Kraft live on KEXP, streaming live video on KEXP's Facebook page. Tomorrow night they play at the Tractor here in Seattle.
The song's called Exile Rag. Free to have me dying or alive, 'cause I couldn't stand.
in New York freezing, looking for a love that pleases, and I waltz into my life. But by the time that the door is closing and you feel like you're imposing on the brand new boyfriend she has, 'cause you'll be rolling in
live on KEXP. Thank you all so much. Thank you. You sound fantastic.
Thanks for having us again.
It's always great
to have
you.
We'll come back anytime.
All right, well.
The coffee's great.
We'll always have you. It seems like we hung out a lot in the last couple of years. We thank you for your generosity and playing things like our mural show.
Oh, yeah.
It's always fun to see you live. You can see Kyle at the Tractor this tomorrow. What's today? Thursday?
This tomorrow.
This tomorrow and Friday, the new album.
Full this time tomorrow.
Probably not this time tomorrow. tomorrow night, playing at the Tractor Tavern, and on Friday at the Doug Fir in Portland, and Full Circle Nightmare coming out this Friday out on Sub Pop Records. Again, thank you all so much. So great. You sound fantastic. You've got it tuned to KEXP Seattle.